If we were an advertising campaign, we would say that the last month has been the month of Mary. So recapping on December the 8th, we celebrated her Immaculate Conception, the fact that she was conceived without sin. 4 days later, we celebrated the patroness of the Americas and Our Lady of Guadalupe, who appeared to Juan Diego and showed her love. The 8 days leading up to Christmas, we heard from the Gospels during daily Mass all the infancy narratives as Mary and Joseph were preparing to have Jesus. And then we celebrated Christmas Day when Mary held the baby Jesus in her arms for the first time after giving birth. This past Sunday, just 2 days ago, we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Family, that Mary, Joseph, and Jesus and their love for each other has given us a wonderful example. And now today, my friends, we celebrate the great pinnacle of this month of Mary, that she is a mom. She's Jesus's mom, and she is our mom. On this day, on January the 1st, it's an important, wonderful opportunity for us to think about the past and look forward to the future. And we do that by making New Year's resolutions, but we also do so as people of faith, looking to help guide us in our lives, that the Lord's love may shine into our life. And in a special way, as Catholics, we celebrate today the motherhood of Mary, looking forth to the motherhood that she had of Jesus, because just 8 days ago we celebrated Christmas. So as we celebrate Mary today, we thank God for the gift of mothers, the gift of motherhood, the great gift that Mary was, the example to us of being a mom. I don't think that there's any more vocation in life that's more difficult than being a mom. And I think for the simple reason that from the moment that a mom finds out that she's carrying a child, the child then begins to move away from her. The two are one, and the baby's in her womb, she gives birth. The baby learns how to crawl. The baby learns how to walk. The baby goes off to school. The baby graduates from high school, goes off college or work. The baby gets married. That child is continually moving away. And I think that's why it's such a difficult vocation for, and it's one that we should celebrate, because moms give their entire lives to their children. They love with all of their heart. And Mary is that wonderful example for us, because throughout her life, Jesus was moving away from her. And Mary had the horrible experience as a mom of watching her child die in front of her. And so as we celebrate the gift of motherhood, the gift of Mary's motherhood, we celebrate the fact that she gave her love entirely to being a mom. And not just a mom for Jesus, but a mom for all of us, because she's our mother too. As Jesus hung on the cross, he said to John, "Behold your mother. Mother, behold your son." Giving Mary to all of us as our mother. And so we thank God for her example, and we also thank God for the example of all the moms that have been a part of our lives, our birth moms and our adopted moms and our moms that act like moms and help us out, because it's such a wonderful example, such a wonderful gift that God has given us. Since we're talking about motherhood, I want to talk just a little bit about fatherhood, because I get this question so often and I rarely address it in a homily. But so many people ask, well then, Father, why is it that women can't be priests? Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, it's because Jesus was a man, and Jesus called his apostles, who were all men. And so in this wonderful church that we have and the celebration of the sacraments, to be as authentic and close as possible to the action and the work of Jesus, priests are the ones who continue to carry out that work. Since Jesus was a man, the priests are also men. It's not to say that women can't do what priests do. They sure could pray. They sure could preach. They sure could talk about the love of the Lord. But it's to stay in accordance with how Jesus designed the church. And furthermore, because God designed us man and woman, he gave us specific roles. It would be impossible for me to be a mom. Okay, it wouldn't work. In the same way, it's impossible for a woman to be a father. and priests are fathers. And in our role as priests and the role of Jesus, we stand in his presence to the world. And because God invented biology and who we are as men and women, he also invented theology. And he didn't say, look, you, women can't be priests because we want to oppress women, which is sometimes what we hear said. So they say, oh, look, the Catholic Church, oh, you oppress women. John Paul II in 1999 said, look, we don't have the authority to make women priests. Jesus designed it that men would be priests. Continued in the sacred tradition of our church for 2,000 years, he says, we don't have it in our authority to change that. He said, also, we want to uphold the dignity of women and their role as mothers. He said, it's important that we continue to celebrate the gift of women, their motherhood, just like Mary was a mom. When people say the Catholic Church oppresses women, I say the most important non-divine person in history is Mary. How can we oppress women? We recognize her gift. We recognize her love. And so I think it's important just to make that statement, to the distinction between motherhood and fatherhood, because our society is seeming to want to destroy this image and the way that God created us in man and female. I was reading a story that in Finland and Sweden, they've come up with a gender-neutral pronoun because they don't want to discriminate against boys and girls. So they use the word hen as a child with no gender, okay? And that can be problematic because God made us man and woman. And today, we celebrate the motherhood of Mary, the fact that she is a woman. That she gave birth to Jesus, that she continues to love and to nurture us, to pray for us, and to be a shining example in our lives. So my friends, as we continue to celebrate today the motherhood of Mary, our mother, we ask our God to help us follow her example. And we thank God for the gift of all mothers that have been a part of our lives, the way that they've nurtured us and cared for us and continue to pray for us and are a part of our lives, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our moms. And we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for our mother Mary, who said yes to Jesus, who carried him in her womb, and who gave us the opportunity to have the light of the world come into our lives. May the Lord continue to bless us. May he fill us with his love. May he continue to help us follow the example of our Mother Mary, who loved the Lord with all her heart.